This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And it is, of course, International Women's Day today. And that is a theme that is going to be extended pretty much throughout our show. And we're starting off with something that's coming from the government. So as you may have heard in our news bulletins, the government wants to expand work from home facilities with full pay to women who are caring for family members who are ill, among other groups. And the hope there is that this would allow that retention of women in the workforce that we spoke about, but also lead eventually to more equity, more fairness in terms of who bears that burden, who helps to care for these things within a household.
Yeah, so this is actually coming from Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. And he talked about various things that this could lead to, right? But the most concrete one that they are looking at, the Human Resources Ministry and the Public Services Department are looking into expanding the work from home facilities, both for public and private sectors. And as you said, Lynn, you know, the thing that they've sort of talked about most specifically is that it allows women to be able to work from home and care for ailing family members who are at home. But the Prime Minister did also say that this should be extended to men to help take care of their babies that have just been born, so that the burden doesn't fall just on their wives or their female partners. And he also talked about men and women whose spouses have passed on, so that they can have some time to settle issues that may come up, or basically just put their affairs in order. So it's essentially meant to be a way of, I think, extending a way of being we've kind of gotten used to in the last 1 year, and perhaps looking at it in terms of long-term benefits that it could bring.
So I'm really glad that, you know, while the focus on women is obviously important, and this is part of a message in that light, I think it's so crucial to have included men in this conversation, particularly in terms of caring for people within the household, because otherwise there is this unspoken implication almost that, well, we are going to give this for women, and A, that assumes that women are the ones primarily bearing the load, or should primarily bear the load. And it doesn't, I think, account for different sorts of families, different sorts of households. And it may allow, it may not have allowed male caretakers, for that matter, to have taken part in that. And more importantly, I think it's about the message, right? We come back to this. And so it's good to hear, at least, that there is this understanding that a shared responsibility is something that needs to be encouraged. However, if we look at working from home specifically, I don't think it is smooth sailing. There are pros and cons in terms of considering how this impacts women in the workplace.
Yeah, because on the one hand, yes, a lot of this does work out to be fairly empowering for women who want to retain their jobs as well as manage a family or a home. You know, you can continue working hours after childbirth. You get to hold your jobs even when your family might require to be present. It also allows you to access a wider base of talent pool, meaning women who may not have otherwise found it flexible to come back to the workplace. However, it comes back to that system, right? If we are already operating in a system where the men in particular communities or families may not necessarily want to take on that burden of being at home, all this might mean is that women are both working from home and still managing the things in, that they would have done anyway at home. You know, there are studies that show that women often take on more of the domestic responsibilities, that they take on more of the emotional labor. And in another sense, it also prevents them from being able to do things like build networks. It, you know, they have less of an opportunity to have that kind of informal workplace interaction that other people who go into work have. So there is both a plus and a minus. And I think that when it comes to looking at this as a comprehensive effort, there does need to be consideration taken to make sure you're not sort of giving with one hand and taking away with the other.
Yeah, and looking at the overall impact, right? Because once you say that this is something that's going to happen, once it rolls out, we are going to see the impact, both good and bad, coming in after. But in the meantime, lots of us have been working from home over the last year or so. And I'd love to know, what have your experiences been like in terms of working from home and taking on the sort of domestic care, right? Caring for family, whether it's people who are your family members who are ill, maybe your family members who are elderly or very young for that matter. And especially if you're a woman, have you found this helpful? Do you welcome this move? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Amanda Ng, who's a program officer at Empower Malaysia. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about the government wanting to expand work from home facilities with full pay to women who are caring for family members who are ill, as well as extending that to men to help take care of newborn babies at home and people whose spouses have passed on to allow them to settle matters, all of which speaks to a more flexible approach and a view towards hopefully encouraging work-life balance and also a balance of who takes on this role of caring for these matters in the domestic field. So we want to know, do you welcome this move? What have your experiences been like this year with working from home and caring for family, if that's something you've been doing? And especially if you're a woman, have you found this helpful? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now is Amanda Ng, Program Officer at Empower Malaysia. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for the invitation. Empower is very glad to be on this.
So, in your opinion, do work from home policies benefit both men and women equally in the workplace?
First, we would like to congratulate the Prime Minister for what he said today on looking into work from home facilities. But until today, we see very poor implementation for the protection and the promotion of women's rights in Malaysia. For example, it is very difficult to say what are the benefits for women in this case. Let's start with the some of the advantage of working from home for both men and women would be include flexible work hours, no need to travel in traffic, and some others. But in the case of women, this could be also problematic for women who come from a traditional household where there is an expectation for them to still manage household chores. And in many cases, flexi work hours could see women working longer hours, trying to manage both job responsibilities and household commitment. So in our opinion, in traditional household, women would be overburdened from work from home.
Mm. Are there benefits at all to be had in terms of having work from home policies for women?
There, of course, the flexi hours and no need to travel is the advantages. But again, the message is that the woman from traditional household, they will be overburdened because of the care work. They have to balance work and the care work at home.
So let's talk a little bit about what it's been like for women in the workforce over the last year, right? There have been a lot of research actually done in this matter, and a lot of people have expressed their struggles in this area. What are the realities and challenges for women in the workforce in 2020, and what are some challenges specific to working from home?
So we live in a very traditional society where women are still expected to balance their careers and care work. So what we saw from the start of MCO a year ago was the fact that most women are disproportionately affected by care work. A key challenge that we believe faced by the woman working from home is the expectation by everyone to be a superwoman. She is expected to perform really well at work and at home. We saw this reflected by the message from the Ministry of Women last year when they expected women to dress up nicely even when they are working from home and speak in Doraemon voice to their husband. And we believe that many women also found it difficult to prioritize their career when schools were closed. And there was an expectation it would be the roles of mother to ensure children's education was not drastically impacted. Anecdotal evidence suggests that more women step in to take up managing the children's education.
So in that case, then, what kinds of wider support systems do we need to have in place first so that working from home can be done effectively?
First, we need to start with the understanding of importance of gender equality in both public and private spaces. We need better understanding of women rights in Malaysia. Some of the support system that is needed is to understand that in traditional family, women are often burdened with care work. Women are generally also not seen as the head of household. The government should undertake better policies, including awareness campaigns to dismantle gender stereotypes. Government should also ensure both public and private sector are equipped with childcare facilities for women when they still need to go to work physically. So in the same light, we need to understand when a woman is at home, there is a clear policy on work expectation, and it must be done. For example, when the work is end at 6 p.m., it should be end at 6 p.m. And let's not forget, work from home is actually a privilege that for many white-collar workers to enjoy. Many workers in service industry and factories, those feminized sector in Malaysia, means that more women are working in this industry. Work from home policy actually doesn't apply to them. We also need to look into this and ensure more protection to these women workers.
So it's great to hear that this is coming from the government, right, from the Prime Minister, but companies in the private sector will also have to take it on. And in the past year, we've been saying this all the time, more companies have had to adopt work from home arrangements. Do you think that this has made them more open to the possibility of continuing this even after the pandemic, once things go back to or go into a new normal?
So for us at Empower, we see some positive in the sense that, you know, geographical location is no longer a barrier for the work that for workers to carry out. We are now able to work with organizations that are situated in different states or countries easily, because many of us are very comfortable with online meetings and such. Some of the larger companies also have come up with better policy to manage work hours. For example, the policy on any request for work during weekend or public holidays must be deemed necessary.
Now, let's look also at the sort of informal structures that happen within a workplace when you actually go into work, right? There are studies that show that work from home policies may not necessarily help women, particularly in terms of advancing, being able to take on senior roles, because they're not able to access those informal networks, to have those kinds of chats and communications that they have when they are at the workplace. What can organizations do so that workers who do end up taking on the work from home role still have an equal chance of moving up in the organization?
We need to understand that many women are not able to advance to the senior roles. It's due to the gendered roles and stereotype that often undervalue women. We still have notions that men make better leaders and women are extremely emotional, and other outdated understanding of women and leadership. On the question of what can organizations do to ensure equal access and no discrimination based on gender, is to ensure all their policies and regulations comply with international standards of women's rights, which is known as Conventions on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW. We believe that we need a cultural change in our understanding of women's rights in Malaysia.
So what can organizations do to encourage men as well to adopt these work from home policies for the purpose of sharing the care work burden in their families? And I think also if you look at the company's point of view, so that it's not always women only who are taking advantage of this, but it's everybody.
Again, this question actually once again showcases the fact that we believe that men are in decision-making position all the time. It goes back to having a cultural revolution where men and women understand that the care work or taking care of the family is a shared responsibility. One good way to start this is to have Malaysian media to portraying men and women sharing this responsibility. Another suggestion would be for our politician to be gender sensitive and not assume that men are head of household. So this could lead to men taking pride in taking care of their family instead of feeling embarrassed.
Amanda, any final thoughts on this idea of implementing a work from home policy, particularly in terms of it being a way to keep women in the workforce?
For us, culture is made of people, the way we think, the way we act. So it is very important to have a culture that is supportive of gender equality, including on the policy for working from home. Work from home is going to be our new reality for many sectors and industries, and we should not have excuses to overburden women with careers, with also care work, which is why we at Empower believe that we need a cultural revolution for gender equality in Malaysia. We need those who are in decision-making position, both in government and non-government sectors, to be gender sensitive and respect women's rights.
Amanda, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Amanda Ng, Program Officer at Empower Malaysia, speaking about something that came out from the government, where the Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, said that work from home facilities with full pay, mind you, should be extended to women who are caring for family members who are ill, as well as to men to help take care of newborn babies at home, and for men and women whose spouses have passed on in order to allow them to settle the matters that they would need to. We're curious to know, in general, I mean, what has your work from home experience been like, especially if you have had to balance caring for your family as well as work? If you're a woman in particular, have you found it helpful? Do you welcome this move? Or do you think that it will result in some of the concerns that have come up, is the issue of work-life balance and the like? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we've got some music. Here's Haim with The Steps, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.